وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Just a few reminders as usual. One is that this is a common thing that is happening, which I mean that when a child is born, for example, they give a prayer and you see a little card is there. Some words are written on there. On a wedding occasion, wedding cards are written and there are also some things are written. On the khatam of the Quran Sharif, there also then some prayers are given and some cards are given out. Some are magnetic, we put them on the fridge also. But it's very, very important we should see the content of what we are writing and what we are reading also. We are just copying, and sometimes things are very, very wrong things are written also on there. Though the occasion is a happy occasion, a tikami, for example, is given, or some other little chocolate or something for a child being born, wish all the happiness, our gratitude, but we don't think really of what message we are sending. There are a few, my brother or father, my son was concerned about it. For example, on the birth of a child, this is a picture, 2 feet, and on the feet are written in the dua. Rabbi Hanhuma Kama Rabbi Yani Sadira. Now to write it on the feet, whether it's a child or anyone, to write this, we complain about these people who write Allah's name on the shoes and the bottom of the shoes. But here we don't realize it, and we are thinking we are making shukr to Allah. But we just copied it, we found it somewhere, it appeared to us, we thought it's something nice, and we didn't give it a second thought. So for this, it's very necessary, we should speak to some good alim and ask him, some alim who is concerned of me. That I want to do this, how is this message? Is this message alright or not? So we should think of that. And on the same one is written also in American. And perhaps in the same one, another card is given of this and it's written our America. Now if it's like we make a baby and we make this America, then it's a very dangerous thing. But if we take it and the Ulama always kosher, this is there are other meanings that can. Then they say unto imply we don't just give any ruling, but at the same time we from our side we must not present something, do something where wrong meaning can be taken also. So this miracle, it's our miracle or what? And then it's written for our parents. Now for parents to be happy, to make shukr to us, to be proud. That is not the thing which is so wrong, to be proud. But here we don't think about you. And so like that, there are many other things also in our lives. And this one also, for whatever occasion this was given, someone special, you're giving a gift to somebody. And then here also, certain things which are written in here. For example, believe in yourself. We were believing in Allah. And then how you believing in yourself, in other words, you got power, you got strength. And be positive, you must be positive, but not in the sense that we have got power, that we are in control and in charge of things. Follow your dreams and strive towards it. Now all this, there's so many messages, and there are so many good messages that can be given. Within the proper confines of Sharia and me, so many good messages can be given. And then many people will take, or perhaps on the groups we passing around messages. And there also we don't think, we just found it from it. And many also are Christian messages. But we just change the word there from God to change it to Allah, etc. But that message is not the right, it's not the right message. So this is very important. We are very negligent in many things. And yet, these are also those people who show their appreciation, who are Muslims, good Muslims, and they show this is our condition. So what about the others? We don't know what limits they must be going to, what were things they must be doing. So Allah Ta'ala gave us Prophet that the prayer is to be conscious of. And it is also not only for ourselves but our duty, all of us, that our friends, our acquaintances, wherever we can, we pass this message on to them. We all meet together, we sit, we go and visit, we are sitting and talking. Take out this culture. Make it known to everyone that whenever such occasion comes, then no problem, you have to show your happiness, you have to give a gift also, you have to send a message also, but a good and correct message. Not that we are giving a wrong message. And all this has to do also that we are very superficial Muslims. Everything is just on the outside. The reality of being, unfortunately, hasn't penetrated with us. And another thing is that how much we just imitate and follow other people. Other people, they give orders, so they send messages, we also send. Other people on their fridges are cluttered full of messages, so we also got some small messages, we put them on our fridges, etc. And how many of the messages are really correct also? How many are against our very great demands, our very desire of what humility, humbleness, to appreciate Allah Ta'ala? It's just a few that you can see here how wrong things are being written. And you know, we don't come to our attention. We don't worry about it. Everything that we do, we should have concern. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the wrong thing? And today we are just copying one another. What everyone is doing, what is the in thing, we also just part of it. And we also think, whereas actually Islam is opposite to what is the in thing. Whether Islam or Khalifa, Islam started also off in a way that was like very different and strange to people. And Islam will return again. When those who are reflecting to see Islam, people will say, now who are these people? Just like at the moment with the Taliban, that these people coming with their own laws, they don't have got any laws of their own. It is all the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And may Allah protect us also. If we find fault in any laws of the Taliban, it's a very dangerous thing, because it's not their law. If they are whatever Sharia rules they want to bring, that is the law of Sharia they want to establish. So it should be ready, and here also we should question ourselves to how much do we feel happiness in our heart that there is one country at least where hopefully inshallah we hope that the Islamic law will be established, Sharia law will be enforced, will be brought about. And this is also really the real peace for mankind. That only Islam has brought peace to mankind. Not any other way of life. All these other ways, they are all so hypocritical, so much of hypocrisy in them. And they are so, they've got so much of double standards. For freedom of speech, it's as long as you speak according to their or what they want, then there's freedom of speech. When you speak against them, then there's no freedom of speech. So all that, there's such all double standards and hypocrisy. And also we should make sure that there are so many people who are taking them to task and exposing all their things, all the wrongs which they are doing, the Western world, and all the evil which they are involved in. MashaAllah, there are so many people who are exposing it very clearly and showing clearly that how evil they are. So, and Islam, when Islam wants to come, so this is all. That the people of the world can criticize them. And even we, with Muslim names, if we want to, we can also criticize them. But Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have got great, great status. And we should not be worried about what the people want to say. That is also another thing, we are too concerned. In fact, we think for other people. That what are they thinking about us? We must think for ourselves, and what are other people thinking? So much so, we are worried that what people will say after we die. And we talk about it also. And good people speak that what legacy we will leave behind. But we don't worry about what's going to happen to us in the summer. That is the point. Here in the world, whatever, people are people. There are going to be people who are great you and there are other people who are going to speak bad about you. Yeah, it will carry on. But what is my position in my power? What my actions and my power on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah? And on that day, nobody will be out. And Roman Yafirikul Mabani Nafi wa Ummihi wa Abi wa Sahibatihi wa Bani. Everyone will be running away. Who you expect the main support from? They can be recognized one another. But Sha'anu Yubni, everyone will be in such a condition that he will be independent, he will be unworried about other people. And just nafsi, nafsi, what's going to happen to me, what's going to happen to me. And it's not easy. As we heard a hadith about zakat, not paying zakat, then there were, and all other gunas, what will be our condition in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah? We are all going to our own individual qabr. So, but we are worried what people are going to say about me. So that's all. It also comes that if a person, he desires also, and he makes effort also perhaps in some house, that there was a very big janaza. That is also a sign of pride. If a person wants a big janaza for du'as, etc., they just name that this janaza is very big. Biggest janaza that ever was. Biggest and not most people ever attended. That is also pride of a person. And if the people come, whatever number of people, but because of their pride, we will have to face the consequences. If we don't make Tawbah, we don't make it too far, we will have to face the consequences. So we have to see that we bring the correct things in our direction. Also, so with regard to the Abrahamic creed, which we know, where they had some meeting in Dubai, etc., about the Abrahamic Accord, the Abrahamic creed. And what the idea is to unite all the people of the world, that we must all stay in peace with one another. And we must never be so gullible. The enemy, they will use always the double standard. They use certain words, but they mean something else with it. So they want peace, and what is the peace? That we all must listen to them. Then it is peace. Our principles, our deen, our tawheed, and in their religion, in their Bible, they've got so many blasphemous, so terrible things about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Unbelievable things which you can't accuse any other person of, they have attached it to the Anbiya alayhi salam. The most filthiest things they've attached to the Anbiya. So we must have peace with them. Like people speak also about peace. Have peace with everyone, unity with everyone. Unity is only which Quran makes it very clear, wa atasimu, have unity. First, be happy in that. Not on the wrong thing. If someone is closing the masjid, then you think about that, unity with him. So you must unite to close the masjid. How can we do that? People who are doing the wrong thing, and promoting the wrong, and we must have peace. Peace at any cost is not at all correct. Peace is only on the haq, and unity is only on the haq. So unity cannot be on batil and falsehood. Okay? If we, with all the crooks and drug addicts, we don't have problems with them anymore. So we keep peace with them also. Somebody comes, Allah protect us all, rapes somebody which is close and dear to us, we say, no, peace you must have with them. Worse than all this is the raping of our deen. Where people are raping our deen today, and we ourselves. And then we want peace with such people. And we want that such people we must respect everyone. People like this, how can you respect such people? People who are plundering our deen, who are destroying our deen. You can't have peace with such people. You can't unite with such people. Yes, we make effort in trying to explain. And in that also we should ask ourselves, how much do we make dua for such people? who are going against the basic and open, some things that may be the prince of opinion, and today everything is still up. We must respect the difference of opinion, which are clear-cut haram things. Photography is a clear-cut haram thing. There is no difference of opinion. If somebody has got another opinion, then that is his problem. But Sharia is clear on the matter. That photography, videoing all this is haram. And on that, we must think strongly, blame other people. But today when it is so easy on the phone to take photos, we take photos from myself. The slaughtering, etc., even of the animal tree, all this is also haram. Totally haram. So if we are taking these photos to make somebody happy or whatever, and then we are then guna we make, a person commits guna, and he hides the guna, and he feels bad about it, inshallah, he will make tawbah, he will forgive us. But now we are putting it on the groups. The guna now, we are making tashreeh of it. We are spreading the guna. That is even much more work. And if somebody is praising it also. Now the praising of the guna also. And all, where are we going, in which direction? And this is all those people who we would like to think of ourselves as fine. And we've got a lot of comments to make about other people and judge other people, but our own self. So we all should think. So with regard to this, all the sphere, this Islamic creed, and all the interfaith meetings where they want peace with everyone also. That is also we have to be very careful. In many parts of the world these things are taking place, and quite a bit these things are taking place. And in that, they come to the masjid, for example. Then the next venue is their church. Now we must go to the church now. And then there they do all their things there. That the water will be sprinkled and all the benefits of their church in Sego, we must do all that also. And unfortunately, how many of our people, we know a very prominent person, the Hindu wedding that was attended, and did all the first and death of the Hindu people also. Now it's just peace, keeping peace with everyone. And we must describe it still out. So they also make it still out. He's got his view, you must respect his view. No, there is a limit to everything. Everything is in its limit. To keep friends also, Sharia has shown us the limit. Connection with people also. Our neighbors are non-Muslims, for example. They are neighbors. They got righteous neighbors. That's also Sharia testifying. And how much we mix and keep contact with them, and in which things we keep and how much we keep, that's also Sharia testifying. It isn't just now that we are just now becoming so friendly with everyone and that we are happy, we must have peace with everyone. It's very good to have peace. To have peace with Shaitan also. So if Shaitan is going to ever give up his way, to have peace with Shaitan, you must become Shaitan yourself. Then you will have peace with him. He's not going to become insan. And he's not going to see the right and do the right thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding of our deen and all our messages. As far as the Taliban are also concerned, where each one should ask ourselves, how much of real happiness do I feel? On that I remember also, mashallah, two of our friends in this week wrote, when the Indian Ibadat, etc., then with Allah Ta'ala, which is all inspiration for us, that we can get inspired. They become so overwhelmed and so much joy to be with Allah that they just burst out in tears. And the closeness of Allah that they are feeling. So Allah keep us also here. So what this with Taliban, we also should feel that joy. Tears should be coming out of our eyes. That Alhamdulillah, today it is one country. And it's not any ordinary country. It is the greatest superpower of the world. It is the graveyard of all the superpowers of the world. Whoever went there, Britain went there 3 times. Russia went there. America went with the alliance, with NATO, and they made their graveyard there. They all buried their titles of superpowers. All failed there. So who is the superpower? Afghanistan. And a great lesson to take that from where is this power of theirs? They have not the extraordinary standards. They have because they have no military share in this world. And nothing of this dunya. And the other day, they hardly got any real weapons to them. Compared to the weapons which are used against them, they've got absolutely like zero. In fact, you might well have a weapon of valor. When the Sahaba of the Prophet was 313, and the enemy over 1,000. And in the battle of Mu'tah, the Sahaba 3,000, and the enemy 200,000. Try and work it out, and it's 3,000 to 200,000. Not 100,000, it's 3%. 1.5%. That means 1.5% for 100 people. There are 3 people for 200 people. 3 people fighting against 200 people. So does it make much? What is this? This is Iman. And in Afghanistan, where the West, with all their filthy thinking and their low mentality, and unfortunately many people of us who have also got that mentality, that Western filthy mentality, we regard the Afghanistan women as very backward women. And the women who are illiterate, who are belong to the Stone Age, that their children with their Iman, what they put into their children, with their power, Iman, and trusting on Allah, they defeated all the time. By the permission of Allah. And Allah showed this Qudrat. We know that a mosquito Namrud, one mosquito destroyed the Namrud. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَلِيلَةٍ قَلَرَتْ سِيَةً كَثِيرَةً مِنْ إِلَّا. Small groups defeated huge, huge powers. Abraha, with his huge army of elephants. And with what did Allah destroy them? With a small bird. Not the bird, the bee, not the bee, the small stone in the bee, which they dropped from them. And what power? They dropped it from a gun that it was being shot from the beak of a bird. Allah just dropped it on them. So Allah's Qudrat is there. And Allah doesn't need technology also.
Allah.
At that time, Abraha's technology, what was it? But what did Allah use? The small little bird Allah used. And this is the surah we read always commonly, Alam Sarakim for Sahara, Rasul Amir Khali Fish. We should think of the Qudrat of Allah. We are frightened today to come to Masjid. We are frightened the pandemic. We are frightened for the police. We are frightened for people criticizing. You went to Masjid, you are irresponsible. You will spread the virus. Then we are frightened. Yes, true. We should see the Qudrat of Allah. We should have pity on them. When they tell them, you people also come to the Masjid. You mustn't be frightened. You must be strong. Allah make us strong. Allah help us. So we have great, great lessons for us to learn. We have Afghanistan, one emirate, one country, and it is the very center and the core of Khorasan. Khorasan, today all the geography of the world has changed over here, the political boundaries, countries, names, etc. All has changed. But Afghanistan is the center of Khorasan. This is something in the Hadith when the Mujahideen of Khorasan will march to Baitul Muqaddas to liberate it, that is the army was chosen. No second thought. At that time, Allah gave us coffee. We forget everything and we go and join the army. So this is the great, great merit Allah Ta'ala has given us, so we should appreciate it. So at the same time, when this one country of Afghanistan has brought a Sharia rule, Allah made it full Sharia rule. We know it's easy to criticize also, but there are challenges which they have. And Allah make it easy for them, the full Sharia rule they should have. Mullah Muhammad Umar, his son, mashallah, he doesn't allow any of his photos to be taken. Still now, at this moment, another very senior member, the only photo of him is his ID card. He said there's no other photo there. And this was a great, great, in this worldly life, Osama bin Laden was identified very easily. Because he's so terrible, he should appear everywhere. But Mullah Umar, they couldn't identify him. His photos are not taken. So Abu Shaykh explained that one of the great Muslims, besides all the others, of photo taking, one is that, for example, a person, Hazrat explained, he was in school, college, he did a lot of wrong things, and if his friend had photos of him with his girlfriend and other things, now they show up, he became a big loser, a big worry. Then his friend comes and shows, you see, don't you see, Allah didn't want his guna to be recorded. So Allah said, no photo taking, don't record his guna. No recording of his guna also. So Allah Ta'ala has shown mercy for mankind. So with that, where Afghanistan is the form, one country in the world, it's a small country, out of their geography, population is concerned. But the power is the greatest country on the surface of the earth. At this moment, more powerful it is than even Saudi Arabia. Allah bring, inshallah, full Sharia law in Saudi Arabia. Then see what will happen in the world. So anyway, for us, the real thing is, we take lessons from ourselves. Each one of us is a country of his own. And with so many problems of the eyes, one problem, problems of the brain, problems of the tongue, hands, legs, and you are the president, and lifelong president. And you don't have fighters to fight for elections and which side and spread lies and make false promises and all the hypocrisy in election side. Nothing like that. You like your president. And you've got no opposition party also. You are the president. So you just bring Islam in your hands. You bring Islam in your time, in your hands, legs, your thoughts. Everyone does this, the whole world is in peace. And if this world belongs to Allah Ta'ala, if I think my parents made me, if I think my brains are my God, that is my stupidity. But the earth, who made the earth? Is there anyone who made? It's Allah's earth. You are Allah. Allah sent you on your time. Allah will take you on your time. You came from Allah, you are going to Allah. So the world belongs to Allah. So Allah's law is your time. No democracy, no communist policy, no other system of the world. There's one system of Allah Ta'ala. That is the true system. It is Allah's world and He wants His law. And on that He promises hayat and
fayyam.
And He promises for the next year, on Kajakah, on the
Akshari,
Allah promises with stress in the next year. Lam Saki, Lut Safira Saki, we will give them what they need much, much more after. And not the after, but the under after. How much more better, our type of namaz, we know what is our namaz. And what Allah will give on our type of namaz, we can't imagine. On everything of ours, the stroke of ours is flawed. Our literary intentions are flawed, but Allah in His kindness, He is going to give so much that we cannot imagine. So we are here to establish the law of Allah. Our loyalties are not really with Allah. Our loyalties is with Islam. Whoever establishes Islam, the law of Allah, our loyalties are with them. And Allah makes it that true Islam is established in the whole world. And it isn't for other people. I mean, we don't need political leaders. We don't have to wait for Erdogan. We don't have to wait for Imran Khan. We don't have to wait for Muhammad bin Salman. We have to, I have to change. I must stand some like myself. Everyone thinks like that, and we come right, the world is right. And the whole world will come right. And we want other people who are under us to come right, we must come more right. If we want our children, our students to make namaz, first namaz, we must make nothing namaz also. Then they will make. So we have to be at a higher level, then they will come. So it is up to us. So it isn't time to point fingers to anyone. It is time to point fingers to ourselves. And as it beautifully said, when we point a finger to somebody, without realizing it, you are pointing three fingers to yourself. Just if you point to somebody, three fingers, you are finding one fault of that person and three faults of your life.
So we are finding fault with ourselves all the time. So in reality, when this reality comes into our life, that we support the correct ulama, those who are in the correct life, and people who are born way out. How can we have stability with them? And how can we still support them? Open enemy, open thief in family. What if the person makes guna in privacy? He's shy of it, he's ashamed of it also. And maybe he's sober also. But what if the person makes guna of the deen against the deen of Allah? And not one, two times, but continuously, like a determined route we are taking. Then we have to know which direction are we going. So Allah guide us on the right direction.